Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast.
What's going on, successors, and welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Jones, and today I want to talk about something called transitions, or transitioning, right? I was thinking the other night, and I was thinking about this book series that I remember seeing in the library, and it was really popular when I was in like middle school. For some of you all, this was about the same for you too. And around the middle school time, because this was when the book fair was huge, the Scholastic Book Fair would come to my middle school. And when they were at the middle school, I'd get excited, even though a lot of times I would pull all my little money out the piggy bank. I would pull my little dollars, I would pull my little cents, and I would just put this money together so that I can buy a book from the book fair, so I could buy something from the book fair, because it was such a big thing. In one book that was really big around this time, it was called Animorphs, I think it was. And this was when there was a human being and they would evolve, or they would transform into another creature, like an alligator, or like a dinosaur, or all these different things, right? And as I began to think about that, I just began to think about evolution and ultimately transitioning in our life. And if it's for you, where you might be transitioning from high school to college, or you might be transitioning from college to a job, or being a grown-up and transitioning towards a marriage or towards a relationship, and this was really prevalent for me just right now where I am, because I've been updating you all and I've been getting some renovations done to my house, some different things, getting cabinets painted and stuff like that. And we just got the stairs done last week, got some carpet put in upstairs, and we're going through a process of evolution and transitioning from me being a single man to now being joined and now having a wife. So the two becoming one, as the Bible says. And then even outside of that, it's just a lot of things shifting and a lot of places shaking. And there's a lot of area to be excited, but also there's still, at the same time, is opportunity for you to feel adversity, for you to feel opposition. And for somebody else who's listening today, you might say, John, I'm not transitioning in any of those areas that you might have mentioned, but my area is blank. But John, I'm transitioning from one job to another. I'm transitioning from trying to see how I'm going to be a single parent mother and also provide for my children while still looking to create a life that I desire to live. But John, I'm a high school student and I'm transitioning to what's next, but I don't know what's next, because for me, college might not be in my future. So today, as we're talking about transitions and we're talking about the Animorphs, I just wanted to share just a little bit to hopefully help someone as they're going through the course of this transition, because there's some feelings that you might be feeling that are natural, because this is a life transition, right? This is something that we all go through in whatever area and whatever stage of your life. And in one area you might be feeling or experiencing a range of emotions. Like some anger, anxiety, confusion, or even numbness, right? You're just numb to what's going on around you. You're numb to people. You're numb to relationships because you're uncertain. And there might even be some self-doubt, because you might be wanting to transition to entrepreneurship, but you're like, I don't know if I can do that. John, entrepreneurship paints a great picture of freedom, but that's not something that I ever have been in. That's not a place I've ever been able to truly embark upon and just create a new lifestyle for myself. Somebody else might be in a place where they're feeling like a loss of self-esteem, just because you might have transitioned out of a relationship and you might be feeling that you lost a part of you, which you might have, but still you're at a loss of self-esteem because you're trying to figure out, well, what happens now? And then there's just a place where you just begin to accept the change that's going on, right? So I wanted to just share a little bit with you. I was doing some reading, and this is one thing that really stood out to me. And I'm going to share with you just 3 points that you can just take and you can hopefully apply. And I hope that it adds some level of value to you today, because we're talking about transitions. And transitions know no man or no woman. They're not for any respective person, but I believe we all go through them. And there's one, the first one I want to share with you today is just one way that we can successfully counter transitions is just be in the now. And this is one thing me and my fiance, we talk about often, because we've transitioned from being single to engaged, and now being engaged, she's my fiance, and as we're getting ready to go to marriage, but we've began to plan for the future, and then sometimes we forget about the now. How many of us have planned for the future, and then you forget where you are right now? So the first thing I want to share with you is be in the now. Be present. I know gratitude is a big thing in 2019, and gratitude has been so big because it helps you focus on what you have currently, the relationships you have, where you are, what type of car you have, the job that you have, just focusing exactly where you are, not getting too far ahead and not going back and beating yourself up for the mistakes or the things that you might have done in the past. So today, let us begin to focus on being in the now. Because when you allow yourself to be in the now, you cherish every second, every moment, every minute of not only your time, but the time that you get to spend and share with people around you. Doing the things that you truly enjoy doing because you're focusing on right now. Next is maintaining your sense of humor. Have you ever had that friend? This is the friend that makes you so upset. The friend that you fight with, the friend that you laugh with, and then they can say something that you want to keep a straight face. You're like, "Arr!" You try to be so mad, and they say this one thing, and then you both look at each other and you just laugh and you can't remember what you're even upset about. We have to find a place to laugh at our pain, like Kevin Hart always talks about. If you find a way to laugh through the midst of a rough situation, you find a way to laugh even when you're in a situation that's not the best outlook in that moment. This is something that will help you in the future as well as right now. Because if you always find a way to laugh, then you'll begin to create a way and a recipe for success to get yourself out of a funk. You began to create a level of awareness to where you identify yourself going down in a negative mood. You're like, nope, nope, nope. How can I get out of this? How can I get it? Then you go to your favorite video and you laugh, or you go to those YouTube videos with the cats playing with yarn or whatever, the goats bucking at each other. And you began to find a way to laugh at something so silly. And then it allows you to remove yourself from that down and out position with your emotions, that down and out stage of whatever transition you're going through at that current time. You laugh, and then you're like, okay, what's next? What do I need to do next? Because you get yourself out of that funk, which takes you off the path that you're pursuing for that day. Your goals, the to-do list, those items that you need to do and check the boxes that you've completed. So friends, let's laugh more. Let's laugh more. I was about to say laugh more and cry less, but I'm not opposed to crying. My good friend Devontae Hardy says, when you cry, you cleanse the soul. So therefore, I would encourage you today to laugh and cry when you need to, because sometimes we're so stressed, we're so angry, we're so upset, and I've been here, that we have to cry. I've cried watching A Million Little Things last night. I cry almost every time I watch A Million Little Things and This Is Us. And I feel that it's me crying because it's evoking a level of emotion that I haven't tapped into, or a level of emotion that I haven't identified why I feel this strongly about blank. But I allow myself to cry. I don't pull back my tears. That's one thing I'm grateful for, because if I was to pull back my tears, then that emotion would have to find a place to go. And then if it didn't get out, by way of me crying, then it could build up, and then it ultimately could turn into a negative response or a negative focus of my energy, a negative focus of my passion, a negative focus of those emotions. So let's be in the now, be present in the moment. When you're around your family at Thanksgiving, be present at the table. Don't have your phone. Just be present. Enjoy the game. Enjoy playing games. Enjoy sitting around, cracking jokes, having fun with your family, eating food, eating too much, sitting on the couch, going to sleep, waking up with your family still there, watching more football, and relaxing or being around friends. Finding a place to where you can serve and finding a way to where you can get engaged. Be present in the now. And you can get engaged by finding a way that you all can laugh together, cracking your favorite jokes, doing silly stuff. But by finding a way to laugh, always will put you in an optimistic outlook, or at least it will help get you taking steps in the right direction. And lastly, we just have to accept change as natural, right? Because change is something that is so necessary. Without change, we wouldn't learn. Without learning, we wouldn't grow. And without growing, we wouldn't be able to experience the true fullness of life. So friends, change happens. You can't work the same job for your entire life. You've had more than one job. Change happens if it be you getting laid off. If it be you changing the dynamic of your relationship. If it be you switching your major. If it be you just changing the traditions that you're going to do and pursue. Just the other night, I had the privilege of being on a Instagram live with Jasmine Porter, Yogi Jazz Porter, I believe is her Instagram handle. She's a phenomenal leader, and she helps people by way of helping them come into wholeness and through soul coaching. And she's also a yoga instructor. And we began to have an in-depth conversation talking about culture and talking about traditions. And then a young lady DM'd me just following that live. And she began to say, well, I haven't been able to identify my culture. I haven't been able to identify traditions of my ancestors and different things like that because I'm out of touch. And from that point, that was when I was blown away. And then I sat there and I thought, and I was like, well, I hate that you feel so disconnected, but at the same time, I want you to understand that you can begin to create your own culture. You can begin to create your own traditions. You can begin to construct your own beliefs, because our ancestors did incorporate traditions. Our ancestors also showed us what it looked like to persevere, to push through, to continue to move forward. And by doing those things, they also equipped us to fight for freedom. And then by way of us now having a level of personal freedom, now we have the ability to create our own culture, our own traditions. So my friends, I want you to not be intimidated by transitions, but I want you to strap on your bootstraps, put on your big boy pants and your big gal bloomers, and be in the space and a place to be present. Be in the now. Put your phone down. Put your phone in the room for 30 minutes and be with your family, because we never know. This could be the last time that you see them all together in this setting. Second, find a way to laugh. Laugh together. Jokes bring us together. They bring us closer. We laugh together. We cry together. But we're ultimately being connected on a deeper level. And lastly, accept change as normal. Normalize it. I once heard the phrase, the only thing that won't change is change. No, what was the phrase? I don't remember what the phrase was. But at the end of the day, change will continue to take place. So my friends, don't be intimidated by it. welcome it in, and change, grow, evolve. And I would love to hear your thoughts. I would love to hear what's a current transition that you're going through in your life right now. Shoot us a tweet. Use the hashtag SYSPod or mention us at SYSPodcast1 on all platforms, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. Or if you'd like to connect with me or find out more information on me, go to JonathanJonesSpeaks.com. And all my handles, you can type in Jonathan J Speaks, and I would love to further connect with you. And friends, I want you to have a happy Thanksgiving. I want you to enjoy your time with your family. Enjoy the time with your friends. And remember to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?